Some people noticed that last week it said Chaim Albert was going to speak. It was only for a couple of minutes that it said that. Then something came up and I wasn't able to speak last week. I had a family member that was in that I was called out early. The family member was in the hospital. I had to go there and spent a couple days there. I didn't get too much sleep. And I was there, mamash, you know, I sit on one of these chairs and there through the night, the next morning, and through the night. And I didn't leave until whatever I was there. I didn't leave except for coming to yeshiva for second Seder. I came very briefly. The second day that I was there through the night, I was in Shari Tzedek. And I came to the train, so I wanted to come here just for second Seder. I was going to come for part of second Seder, and I was going to go right back. I get on the train, and I feel like a zombie a little bit, and I find a seat, and I sit down, and I'm just, you know, thinking whatever, deep in thought. And next thing I know, a guy taps me and says, "Ticket, or card, whatever they say." I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." I take it out of my pocket. I put on his machine. It goes beep. Instead of going like bleep, 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 it just says beep. So, which means I didn't pay. He said, and I didn't even register that. And I just like take it back. And I'm about to put it in my pocket. He's like, "Why didn't you pay?" I'm like, "Me? I paid." And as I'm like double thinking, I'm like, "I didn't pay." And all of a sudden it hits me. I didn't pay. I remember. Like, and now I'm remembering. I just came on and I sat down. And quickly, I'm like all flustered, and I'm embarrassed. You know, it's not geschmack. And I stand up. I'm like, I don't forget. I'll pay the 100 and whatever shekels. That's not the deal. That's not the issue over here. Like, I really would not, for the 6.5 shekels, I was not interested. To steal, chas v'shalom. I wanted to pay. So right away, I'm like, all of a sudden, the guy's like, "Never mind. I don't have koyach for this. Pay." Well, if anyone ever knows those guys over there, they don't usually do that. And so I'm like, okay. So I put my ticket on the machine, and it registers, it pays. And then I'm like, but sir, I have to. And he's like, "Huh?" And he's just walking away. And then everyone around me, I'm like, "Guys, I'm coming from Shari Tzedek. Like, I didn't sleep in 2 days. I really meant to pay. I didn't even think about it. I just sat down." There's two things that happened over here. Number one, I was very tired. I really was. I was very tired. And when I was very tired, I made a mistake. I didn't pay. I grew tired. I wasn't with that energy. I wasn't with a geschmack. I was tired. And there was another thing. The same vart. That this big guy, he was burnt out from a long day's work. He's like, "In the koach, was there in the koach? Tishalem. In the koach, this is his job. His job is to give me a knas, even though I don't think it's right. Like, it was an accident. You could tell somewhat if the guy is sincere or not. You deserve a knas for doing something wrong. I didn't really do something wrong. I was sleeping." What's he saying? Pay. What does he mean, pay? Just pay. I don't call for that. What do you mean? You're getting paid for this job. I can get you fired. Just pay. He doesn't have koach for this. Oh, he's also burnt out. So what happens when you're burnt out? You don't have koach to continue. You don't have koach to produce, to do what you can do, because you're burnt out. In the koach, Lize. In the koach. Derek Agav, while on that, the train topic, it's really has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But obviously, I would have not a hava. I mean, once I'm there and I have such an oilam to be able to speak to, I'm just going to throw it out there that obviously I wouldn't have a hava minute to run. Because that would be a chilul Hashem, and even if you don't look like a yeshiva bacher, it's still a chilul Hashem that a yid would do that. That a yid himself would, even if you don't look like a yeshiva bacher, you're a yid, right? You're an Eretz Yisrael. You don't look Arab. Well, you don't look Arab, so it's a chilul Hashem even for that. So we don't do things like that. But that's really not what I'm talking about right now. Just wanted to get it in. Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Akiva had how many Talmidim? How many Tamidim were Nifter?
24,000.
24,000 Tamidim. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old. Now, I don't know the whole history. I'm sure some of you have read books like Akiva or other things, and you know like the whole story. But let's imagine just a little bit, just the little details. He was 40 years old. Rachel finds him. She sees certain strengths that he has. She says, you know what, I'll marry you if you go to yeshiva. 40 years old, he goes to nursery to learn Aleph Beis. Day in, day out, he's the boyish, he's not a suma, he's not a, there's boyishes, right? Rabbi Akiva had boyishes, right? There's boyish, day in, day out, he sat with little kids. Little kids, they all laughed at him. So his wife told him, don't worry, in a week's time, they're not gonna laugh anymore. They'll get used to it. They'll get used to to a 40-year-old man sitting in Gan, singing Aleph Beis. And he went through that. And he went further and further, and he pushed and pushed and pushed until he was ready to go away to learn in yeshiva. How many years did he go away to learn in yeshiva? 12 years he went to go learn in yeshiva. You know what it means? If you have shalom bias, to go away from your house for 12 years? If you don't, it could be it's good, it's a bracha. But if you like your house, I love my house. To be away from home is gefährlich. If you like your house, to go away for so long, not to see the people who are the most precious, the most meaningful to you in your life, and then he comes home, and he hears his wife sing, like the song, I gladly give another a dozen more. Ah, I love that song. I grew up on that one. And he, from Journeys. If you don't know it, so it's G'day to get Journeys, okay? I don't remember which one it's on, but. And he goes back for another 12 years. What a mysterious nefesh we're talking about for Torah. You have what kind of mysterious nefesh? He comes back, and he comes back with an entourage of thousands and thousands of Talmidim. And like this, they all die. There's a magefa. For whatever the reason, I'm not going into, there was sinna, they were not nogo kavazelazet. That's not the topic. He loses all of them. 40 years old, going to Gan. And building, and building, and building, and building. We can't imagine. We can't imagine. But he kept on going. Look at Klal Yisrael today. Someone just told me he saw a clip of Panovich on Lag BaOmer. The place was knocking. Knocking. Mir Yerushalayim's knocking. There's a Torah is also knocking. It's just the yeshiva goes to Meiron for whatever, it's taka a good cheshbon, whatever it is. But the Torah, I didn't mean anything. But the Torah today in Klal Yisrael is knocking. Klal Yisrael is blossoming everywhere. So many yeshivas. Can you imagine what Hitler Yamach Shemoy, if he saw today, it would eat him up. It would eat him up what's going on today. Klal Yisrael were destroyed. Destroyed by the Holocaust. Destroyed. What was left? Destroyed. And whatever was left was destroyed. They were broken. We were so broken. And look what there is today. Where's that come from? Where's Rabbi Akiva come from? Where did Rabbi Akiva build today's Torah from? Where did Klal Yisrael, after the Holocaust, build ourselves from? From not giving up. We're 2 weeks into the Zman. Bein Zmanim is the Zman of Hischatshus. Sometimes a person comes back and says, this is going to be a sick Zman. Let's just get that in there. It's gonna be a geshmak zman. going to be a geshmak zman. And then the first day, someone else moved into my bedroom. He smells. Or, I don't have a chavrusa. They told me I'm going to have this guy. It's not working out. A weekend, like, I don't know. I'm just ready. Why'd I come back? Why'd I come back? Boys, that's not how Rabbi Akiva made it. That's not how Klai Yisrael made it. That's not how we have what we have today. We have to, there has to be hischaskus constantly. And if things haven't been working for the first 2 weeks, so now they're going to start working. There's no one in the world that could do what any individual here can do. Because every individual is himself, is a whole world, and he has to produce what he could produce, is what he has to produce, and no one else in the world can take his place. There's no one who could take your place. So the learning and punishment is very nice, it has nothing to do with me. If I'm not going to maximize what I can do, then no one's going to fill that gap. It's going to be missing. If I push myself and I don't let up and I keep going and I say, you know what, let's start new. Now, the problem is, what do we say? Okay, next week. Why? I don't know. I have a sick trip planned, or I wanted to go see one. There was something I wanted to do. But if a person gets a little bit of his chaskus, he gets a little bit of a renewed strength. Don't say tomorrow. Say right now. I guarantee you're going to see Siyata Deshmaya. It's guaranteed. The Siyata Deshmaya is there. If you take that step, and the step is, everybody has that hard thing. I'm not ready to let go of that. Whatever that might be, everyone has that as something else. When you let go of that and you do it now, you're going to see Siyata Deshmaya. Rashi, at the end of the parsha, we had a Gemara. It links, in Parsha's Bahar, it links the whole parsha together. A person is not careful with Shemitah. He sells things, Perish Shemitah. So eventually he's going to have to sell his karkois, his metatlin, his karkois, himself, his children, himself, to a guy. He's going to have to sell himself to a guy to be a slave. Pretty severe. Why is it so severe? What did he do so wrong? Why is Shemitah so meyuchad? What's so unique over here about Shemitah? What's so important that it brings about such heavy punishment? There's the pasuk we lay on Tisha B'Av, the first pasuk says, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, it says, Ki soilid banim uvene banim v'neshantem ba'aretz. Became old. Neshantem ba'aretz. You're going to have children, and you're going to become old in the land. What does it mean, become old in the land? Hashem set up this world with time frames. There's constant time frames of renewal. Our days are built in 24-hour periods, which are split into 12 hours of a day, 12 hours of a night. Then you have set. You come to a week, and it starts again. You come to a month and it starts again. You come to a year. It comes to a Shemitah. A Shemitah is one of those time frames. Those time frames are meant not to grow old. All chet, the whole Chorban, comes because a person grows old. I just told my mother and my mother-in-law live in very close to me. So I was just telling them, we have to stay young. Stay young. We have to stay young. Older people stay young, and young people stay young. I think there's an expression that is wasted on the youth. What is that?
The youth is wasted on the young.
The youth is wasted on the young. Sometimes young people are old. What does it mean to be old? No enthusiasm. No fire. I'm burnt out. Why is the guy still laying in bed? Wake up in the morning, get up, jump out of bed. Don't say five more minutes. If you say five more minutes, you know what happens. You know when you say five more minutes, you know that you're going to wake up an hour later. You want to get up, so just do it. Be young. Be exuberant. Be with fire, geschmack. A person's not careful with Shemitah, what you're not being careful. Reb Nosson says as far, Reb Nosson Dvachtvogel, when a person's not being careful with Shemitah, what he's not being careful with is a time frame, a set time. And that time was meant to create a hischachus. Oh, we're starting a new cycle. A new cycle, let's start fresh. A person doesn't start fresh, then he's in trouble. And that's the pasuk by the Chorban, v'nushatem. He saw the banim of an ebanim and a shantem ba'aretz, and you become old in the land. Become old. Without a geshmak. I say a little bit of a geshmak, a lam de shavart. It's not so musadik, but it's but we'll bring out something musadik in this lamda shavart. I saw there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Kuf Samach Aleph, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph. He says that we count that there's a mitzvah. The pasuk says there's a mitzvah. There's a pasuk of a Svartim Sheva Shabbosais, which means you're counting the weeks. There's another pasuk of Tisperu Chamishim Yom. You're counting the days. The Gemara says you count days and weeks, and that's what we do, right? We're counting the days and the weeks. When we count the Omer, we're counting days and weeks. But the Rambam says it's not two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. The Rambam brings two proofs. One proof is, because if it would be two separate mitzvahs, then, number one, why are we counting weeks every day? You should only count the week when there was a new week. At the end of the week, you're starting a new week. So now count the week. Either when you're starting a new week or you just finished the week, count the week. But when you're in the middle of the week, why are you counting again the week? Nothing changed. There's nothing new to count. You counted already. The days, I understand. Every day is a new day, so count it. And the second raya is that if it was two separate mitzvahs, then you should make two separate brachas. You should make a bracha, Sheikh Kedushanim, Mitzvah, to count Asfiras Hashvois and Asfiras Hayomim. Why you count? Why is there only one bracha? So that's the Rambam says. It's a raya. It's two rayas that it's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to count. So the question is that if it's one mitzvah, it's still shver. So why are you counting? He didn't answer his first raya. Why are you counting the weeks still? There's no reason to count. Let's say it's all one mitzvah to count the days. So why am I counting the weeks today? There's nothing new in the weeks. So I saw a very nice pshat. And the pshat is as follows. There's two ways of counting something. You can count something by, when you're building up numbers, by tens. You can count by tens, meaning up until 10, you're using the single digits, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now when you get to 11, what is it? It's the 10 plus a 1. 12 is a 10 plus a 2. So you're counting, and that's what it is. So today's, let's say, the 22nd day of the Omer. So what is it? It's Esrim, which is two tens, and 2 days. That's what it is. But there's another way of counting. Not just, you can count the days in another way. Not through tens, but through weeks. 22 is 3 weeks and 1 day. 3 weeks and 1 day. Instead of using tens, so my mele comes out that really what you're doing is, that's now pshat in the Rambam is beautiful. It's all one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to count the days. But the mitzvah is to count the days in two oifanim. To count the days using tens, and to count the days using weeks. And that's what we do. That's exactly what we do. And the mele, it's all one mitzvah. And that's why you count the weeks every day. Because the weeks are a hechitimtza to count the days. You're not counting the weeks. It's not a mitzvah to count the weeks. The reason why you count the weeks every day, even when there was no hischachos in the week, there was nothing changed in the week, is because you're using the week as a way of counting the days. But why? I mean, that's what Yoni asked me. Why would you, why would the Torah want us to count in two different ways the days? count it also in tens and count it also in weeks. Why we count bechlal? As the chinuch says, I don't have the chinuch with me, but the chinuch is a famous chinuch that says that the whole tachlis of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. And the only reason why we left Mitzrayim is to be mekabel the Torah. And he brings psukim. And he says that the remez that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, how will I know? And Hashem says, I'll give you a remez that you're going to have Kabbalah Satayra. You know what the remez is? I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. So the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, that grand Yitzias Mitzrayim, was for what? To be a remez that you're going to get the Torah. That just like this Yitzias Mitzrayim is happening, you're also going to get the Torah. The Torah is, that's the pinnacle. That's what it was all about. That's the tachlis. So why do we count the Omer? Because when you count to something, you're showing your love. You're showing your yearning. Your she'if is, I can't wait. When you count to something, just like when 7 minutes to supper, right? Oh, so a person's counting the minutes till shiur is over. That's if you want shiur to be over, so you're counting. Whenever you want something, you're counting to it. And Sfiras Omer, that's why we count Sfiras Omer, says the Chinuch. Because we want to bring into ourselves that we're yearning to something, we're counting to something to show and to bring into ourselves this feeling of I want something, I'm yearning, I'm looking forward to Kabbalah Satayra. And Amela, that's why the Torah is telling you to count it in two different Eifanim. It's telling you to count it in the days and the tens. It's also telling you to count it in weeks. Because it's telling you every way of hischatzus, every way of waking up. Oh, it's a new week of Sfiras HaOmer. That until now I was counting 1 week, and now I'm counting 2 weeks, and now I'm counting 3 weeks. Until now I was counting 10, and now I'm counting 20. A hischatzus. A person always needs to be making hischatzus. Without hischatzus, we're finished. If a person grows old, then you have no steiging ahead of you. All our steiging comes from constantly being into it, excited. And excitement comes from his chachos. And that's why in Sfiras HaOmer we're also counting in two different oifanim. In two different ways we're counting in order to bring out that his chachos, the renewal in ourselves to be excited. Sometimes you see a guy, he says, I'm burnt out. I'm not into it. I'm not. Rabbi Streicher, I heard from many years ago that whenever you hear a guy who he says that he's burnt out, he's not into it, he's not feeling it, you ask him one thing. Do you remember this? I don't remember. It could be 20 years ago. But he said, ask him, when was the last time you learned Musar? Right? Do you remember that? You remember that idea? When was the last time you learned Musar? The whole idea of Mesilas Yesharim writes in the Zagdama, my purpose in writing the Sefer is just to constantly remind you what you know, because otherwise the person grows old and he forgets about things that are so pashut to him. When a person is learning Mesilas Yesharim, the idea is just constantly to be waking you up, waking, remembering, be mechazik, starting fresh, starting new. It's not coming to teach you things that you don't know yet. And when a person is feeling a little bit out of it, very often it's because he's not finding his hischatzus. And often it's because he's not learning Musar, which brings out a hischatzus. If a person learns Musar the right way, at the end of Musar Seder, he feels like, okay, I want to do this. I want to pick it up. I want to start fresh. I want to be better. And he'll, if he has the right mahalach, then he will actually take strides towards that. The Kruvim is another Avarta I think I heard from Rabbi Streicher many years ago. The Kruvim, I think, I didn't look it up, but I think the Balat Torah says, is a Lashon of Keravya. Chazal says it's a Lashon of Ravya, of children. The Kruvim is where the Gemara says Hashem showed Klal Yisrael his feelings, Kaviyachol, towards Klal Yisrael. His love towards Klal Yisrael was shown through the Kruvim. Why Dafka through Kruvim does Hashem show that? Why Dafka through children does Hashem show that? And the answer is, I'm not sure if the Baal Turim says it Mamish, or it was Alpi the Baal Turim, that because children have so much what to grow. It's old people that feel like, I'm done. But a child realizes there's so much world ahead of me. There's so much steiging ahead of me. He's always wanting more. He's always running. Look, what can I do now? Whether it's outside, whether it's inside the Beis Medrash. But a child always wants more. He always wants to do. Eschatzus. And that's the koyach that Hashem loves, that koyach. Hashem loves that koyach of Eschatzus. Reb Chatzko Levenstein, it was known that his worst curse word for somebody, the worst hashpala that he gives somebody, can knock someone down, was to call him a fartiger. A fartiger means a finished product, a finished person. A lot, there's people that are fartigers. I'm finished, I made it, or I'm satisfied with what I am, or I just don't have energy anymore to do more. Even if he knows he could do more, I don't have it, I don't have koyach, I'm done. Finished. This is where I am. I have a good friend. He just told me, he just entered his 43rd birthday, but he told me that by his 42nd birthday, he was thinking, what could he do? What could he do for another year? What can he add to himself? And a small Kabbalah. He made a Kabbalah. His Kabbalah was, he didn't share it. I think he told me I was the only one he shared it with. I don't think he told his wife. But he was makabel himself not to take seconds by meals, not to take seconds. Now, I'm not telling anyone to do that. Whether you have to do it or not, that's a separate thing. I'm just showing. You have a guy who's 42 years old. He's a big masmid. He writes svarim. And he's not satisfied. What could I do more? And what does he say? I'm going to try this year not to take seconds. Try. What does it mean? It's a darga of prishos, whatever it is. Again, what's the right avoida, precious, not precious? It doesn't make a difference. That's not the point over here. That's irrelevant. What's relevant over here is that a person has to look for what? I want to add more. I want to become better. I want to become bigger. I want to shtai. I want Klai Yisrael to have a future. Because that's what you guys are. That's what I am. We're the future. Now, whatever you become is what your children are going to be. When you create what Klai Yisrael is going to be is what we become. To have his chachos, the zman is a brand new zman. We just started the zman. So if a person didn't yet make his chachos, or if they fell in the his chachos, to be mechazik, and if there's not mostly Shiva is not here right now, but if everybody here will be mechazik, so then to make his chachos, so you're going to be mechazik the guy next to you who's not here in the Beis Medrash right now, and it's going to roll over onto more and more, and the whole yeshiva could pick up. And I heard someone saying that, I don't know, maybe our yeshiva is really, there's like all different types of like hypothesis going on around what's yeshiva. Really, we're becoming just a big koilo, and we're having all these koilim, and it's supporting because I don't know, whatever, all these different types of cheshbainis. But it doesn't have to be that way. If we're going to be mechazik, we're going to be mechazik everyone around us, our chavrusas, our whole shir, the whole Beis Medrash, there won't be room for the koilo. The koilo's going to have to move out. That's where they're supposed to be. They weren't supposed to be in here. If we're mechazik, then they're gonna have to move. But say, a good and shkayach.
Unbelievable.